Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Wednesday, everyone. Off to a flying start here with Tom. The side question creating a lot of controversy. I just saw this new restaurant opening up, Signature Fried Chicken and Champagne. Nothing wrong with fried chicken, but champagne, wildly overrated. So, overrated food or drink at the end of your call. Just hit us with that. Governor Ed Rendell is scheduled to be with us. That should happen shortly to talk about his endorsement all of a sudden of Carlos Vega yesterday, which is a major, major deal. And without further ado, let's go to the governor here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, governor, welcome back. Thanks for taking time to join us.
My pleasure, Dom. Nice to talk to you.
Well, first, I want to start with the really important things in life. I hear you're quite a fixture in Mount Airy baseball. Your grandson is apparently a power hitter. I don't know what position he plays. I haven't gotten the full scouting report.
Well, he's a shortstop and a pitcher. He's a good hitter, but his really outstanding talent is pitching. He has great control, which is unusual for kids of that age. So I think he's got talent, and I think he could be a college-level baseball player somewhere down the road.
Well, very good. And I have Eagle Eye. I'll tell you sometime who my scout is there, Mount Airy. They see you all the time. I know you're a big fan. You helped to bring through the ranks, I believe, Carlos Vega, or told him to come to Philadelphia. And I'm sure that's a reason why you can tell us about that endorsement. But I wanted to first start off with, you followed a very good rule, I think. You haven't been critical of your predecessors, and there have been several of them that I ever remember in any way. And yesterday you were very almost analytical or clinical about the current occupant. So what was your objection to Larry Krasner and then the endorsement of Carlos?
Well, I tried to make it a rule not to criticize any of my successors as DA, as mayor, as governor. In fact, I tried to be supportive when I could. When Tom Corbett wanted to raise the gas tax and put the money into infrastructure, I actually came up to Harrisburg, endorsed his proposal, and urged Democrats in the legislature to vote for it. So I've had this rule not to criticize my successors. And I broke that rule and came out strongly for Mr. Vega and criticized D.A. Krasner, only because I don't believe Larry Krasner is a bad man at all. And he has done some things that needed doing to reform cash bail, to find some people who were wrongly convicted and free them, to restrict the time that people are on probation or parole. He's done some positive things, but he just doesn't recognize or is unwilling to do what I think is the first and most important part of the DA's job, to protect people of the city from violent, brutal crime. He said that the city's focus must be on the longstanding problems of underfunded schools, government neglect of impoverished neighborhoods. And he's right. The DA should talk about those things and urge legislatures to make positive change. But that's not the DA's first responsibility. His first responsibility is to to make sure that the justice system operates in a way to protect people from violent crime. And he has failed miserably. And the explosion of gun crimes, homicides, assault with guns, people carrying loaded guns, 4-year-old kids being shot in crossfires, it's gotten to the point where it's taking the heart out of the city. And it has to stop. And I don't think Larry Krasner can stop it. I don't think he has the right mindset. He seems to care more about defendants getting rights than victims getting rights. The record is replete with his office not notifying the victims of plea bargains that he enters into, of not giving them a say. It's really sad how violence has taken over and seems to be unchecked. Now, again, the Krasner people will say, Philadelphia's not alone. Violence, gun violence is happening everywhere. And that is true. But nowhere has it increased more in the last 3.5 years than in Philadelphia. And it's got to stop. And I know Carlos Vega. You're right. I hired him in 1986 to be an assistant DA. We persuaded him to come down from Boston, where he was in law school. He'd never been in Philadelphia, and we persuaded him to come down and work as an assistant DA. And he had a 35-year record of being one of the most effective prosecutors in the office. And I think we need a change, and I think we've got to fight back. We've got to do something to stop gun violence.
Absolutely. And, Governor, I don't see, if reelected, Larry Krasner, this isn't inexperience or incompetency or whatever. This is a philosophical bent on this stuff. And when you mention victims particularly, I mean, you are renowned for that, for understanding that pain and trying to deal with it. And I'm convinced Maureen Faulkner, for example, it's very shaky. And you've been in the forefront. You've done events, et cetera, around Mumia Abu-Jamal. And how many times that conviction has stood up to world-class scrutiny. I'm not convinced that Larry Krasner is in agreement with us on that.
Well, I'm not convinced he is either. And look, some of the changes he's made were necessary. And by the way, Carlos Vega has said that we can't incarcerate our way out of this problem. And he's right. We can't. We have to have a balance between changing the system to make it fairer, but still maintaining that ability to crack down on violent crime, to crack down on people carrying guns. I mean, I put in my statement yesterday quotes from the police commissioner and a very highly regarded chief inspector saying the reason people carry guns so much in Philadelphia is they think it's a joke. There are no consequences if you get caught with an illegal gun. And that's true. And Larry Krasner fails to realize that people do talk about that. On the street, it's known how easy it is if you get caught with a gun. You'll do no jail time, even if you have a prior record. I mean, there was a case that happened, this is past March 3rd, that I cited in my endorsement, where an assistant DA tried to plead 3 gunpoint robberies for 11.5 months minimum sentence.
Wow. Wow.
And they were to run concurrently. So they weren't 11.5 on each, adding up to 33 months. It was 11.5 year sentence to run concurrently on all 3 cases without any of the victims being present. Well, fortunately, the judge has to accept a guilty plea, and the judge refused to accept a guilty plea. I mean, it's heartbreaking when judges fail to accept guilty pleas that the DA's office recommends.
Yeah, and Mr. Governor, I know that the police have almost a record of 3,000 gun cases, something like that, that they've
right,
done their
pace,
job.
We're on pace.
Yeah, and then Krasner blames them and says they're weak on these gun cases or they're making it up. My God, it's the most obvious thing in the world what's going on here.
Right, and look, the Krasner spokesperson said it was because of lack of evidence, poor work on behalf of the police. The courts don't take it seriously. But nothing has changed in the police department, the courts, since 2017 when Mr. Krasner took over. It's the same thing, and yet it has exploded under him. And again, he's not to blame for all of it, but he's to blame because he hasn't recognized or won't recognize that this explosion in gun violence is little by little taking the heart out of the city. And we can't stay around and do nothing. We've got to try something, and we've got to try something new. And Carlos Vega, he knows what it is to be a minority. He knows what it is to grow up poor. He's a great American success story. First in his family to go to college. Tremendously respected young man. Of course, I guess he's not considered a young man anymore, but everyone's a young man compared to me.
Hey, not so, Governor. I've got a quick, very quick comment. I know you got a heart out here, but what did you think of the Eagles draft? You're probably liking it, I think, right?
Well, I like what we did to trade up and get Smith.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a real game changer. And the thing that was so important is the Giants had the very next pick.
Yes.
And the Giants were going to take Smith.
Very important. Hey, Governor, thank you very much. Anytime, we love hearing from Abe Rendell. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Let me just make one last request of people. Regardless of who you're going to vote for, get out and vote. This city needs to have political power. And we will have political power when they fear us. And they can't just fear us on presidential elections. They have to fear us in every election because we get out and vote.
Well put, Governor. Thank you as always. Take
See
care.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.